Yeah, so the both rules took comments for 60 days, which the comments periods have closed, and you actually can go online and see. I know for the one involving the investment advisors, there was literally dozens of comments, and so typically when that occurs, the staff takes those under consideration. They oftentimes meet with some of the constituents who provide those comments. I don't have an exact timeline on when we expect those rules to be, you know, codified and announced. I think what you'll find is that you oftentimes see healthy dialogue between the registrants and the commission staff in order to kind of do what we can to make sure we're listening to individuals. But as far as an actual date, I don't have a specific date. So,
all right. So I'm going to bring us back over to the Attorney General's office. And Esther, you had mentioned the Identity Theft Enforcement and Protection Act. I believe it was two legislative sessions ago through House Bill 4390 that we had updates to our state's breach notification law. Can you talk a little bit about what did that bill do to update disclosure requirements to the Attorney General's office, and how's that been going over the last few years?
Sure. And for folks who are not so familiar with as we call it, ITEPA, just by way of background, I just would like to mention that in Texas, we've had this law on the books since 2005. Lots of folks refer to it as the data breach notification law, but it also includes a requirement that that entities doing business in Texas have to implement and maintain reasonable procedures to safeguard sensitive personal information. And then, of course, since 2005, we've also had the requirement that in the event of a breach of that information, the business has to provide notice of the breach to individuals whose information was or may have been acquired. So that brings us up to that space and time related to HB 4390 and your question, George, because effective January 1st, 2020, ITEPA was amended to require that notice of a breach be provided not just to consumers, but also to the Texas Attorney General's office if the breach involves 250 or more residents of the state. While ITEPA does not include requirements about what businesses have to really say to consumers about the breach, HB 4390 did prescribe certain types of information that have to be included in the notice to the AG, such as, for example, a detailed description of the nature and circumstances of the breach, the measures already taken regarding the breach, and measures that the business intends to take. And then, even more recently, in May of 2021, HB 3746 was passed, and it also amended ITEPA to require that effective September 1st of 2021, the notice to the Attorney General has to also disclose the number of affected residents that have been sent a disclosure of a breach by mail or by other direct method of notification or of communication. That legislature did not impose new requirements only on businesses experiencing data breaches. That law also required us in the AG's office to do three things. First, we have to maintain a public website where we provide a listing of the data breach notifications that are reported to this office. Second, we have to update that listing not later than the 30th day after we receive a notice from a company. And third, we have to remove the company's name from that list not later than the first anniversary of the date that the company's name was added to the listing, unless within the 12 months that we received the first notice from the business, there was another breach that the business reports to us. So with the goal of facilitating this requirement that businesses provide the Attorney General's office with data breach reports, the office offers a web form. It's available at our website, and its use is not mandatory, but it may be used to fulfill the reporting requirement, and the vast majority of businesses utilize it. It's easy to find. If you go to the consumer protection page of the Texas AG's website, you're going to find the web form, and you're also going to find instructions. So read the instructions, right? In terms of like how the process works, once you submit your form, you're going to receive an auto reply email that serves a couple of really key, I think, purposes. First, it confirms that the office did receive your notice, and it includes the date of receipt. And that's important for demonstrating that you complied with the requirement to provide timely notice to the AG, which is to say the notice was provided not later than the 60th day after the breach is determined to have occurred. And second, that email is going to give you a specific, like, sort of case number that's been assigned to your notice that you can use for further communications with the office. And it will also provide information for you about how to supplement your notice if that becomes necessary. And we all, the folks who have worked in the world of cybersecurity and have worked on data breaches, I think recognize that, you know, what you might know in the first 60 days or 90 days may be different from what you know. And that there may be some changes that you think are, updates that you think are important to provide to the office. So from an enforcement perspective, those changes in the law have been very, very helpful because we in the Texas AG's office no longer have to rely on receiving courtesy notices to determine whether a breach impacted Texans or not. You know, I don't have to call Indiana when I read about something in the newspaper. And also, we don't need to send civil investigative demands or, you know, which is a type of administrative subpoena, to make determinations about basic information.